We've been working on Inyanei Bein Adam L'Chaveray and preparing for the Yontif of Shavuos at the same time. And we found this is the way to be Makabel the Torah. Vayichan Sham Neged Ahar. Klal Yisrael was Neged Ahar. Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. We saw, Rashi brings it ala Torah, Klal Yisrael were unified. However, the less popular part of Rashi, is that every other encampment was b'machloikis v'taromes. Like the Medrash says, they were chanu b'machloikis, they were nasu b'machloikis, they never agreed. Came Matan Torah, and they consciously, finally decided to agree with one another, to have achdus for the first time. Hashem says, now that they have achdus, now I can give the Torah. And we discovered last week that means that the default button in our lives, the default is to argue with people, is to have a machlekes. As the Maral said, that's why it always says, Roidev Shalom. You have to be active in seeking peace, because people are naturally different than one another. Just like the Gemara in Bracha says on Daf Nun Ches, Kimo Shepartufeim in Shavas, their faces aren't the same, Ken in Deoseim in Shavas, they're not the same in the way they think as well. People are different. And the natural gisha, or approach, that I have to someone else, is he's funny. He's different than me. Like Rav Yerucham said, the natural instinct of a person is to find every other person who's not me strange, because the way he has the world, he's a very patient person, and I don't want to let the grass grow under my feet, right? He's somebody who's organized, and I'm someone who's spontaneous, and each one looks at the other like they're crazy. But the yisoid of achdus is that even though down here we're all different bodies and we have different personalities, we said, if you swim all the way to the top, all of us are one neshama. Right next to the Kisei HaKavod, there's something called Knesset Yisrael, which is the neshama of all of us together. One entire body of Klal Yisrael. It's a spiritual body that has a spiritual head, spiritual arms and hands, legs and feet. It's all of our neshamas put together. We're one. And despite all these differences, we have to remember this, we have to live this way. The yesod of achdus is understanding that it's a fake out. It seems like we're different, but if something's wrong with him, something's wrong with me. And whatever he's bringing to the table, I somehow need. Just like a hand needs an eye, and an eye needs a leg, and it needs a knee. Every aspect of Klal Yisrael is doing something for me. I can't just separate myself. And the Maral said that the word machloikes is a word that Chazal made. The word in Hebrew for the opposite of shalom is riv, is argument. Machloikes is to break something apart that was once whole. To take a unit like Klal Yisrael and separate them. Now perhaps you'll say that it's too deep. We're discussing too many deep things here. Maybe this is too Kabbalistic, that all the way up there, there's a neshama of all of us together called Knesset Yisrael. Maybe you'll say, I got it from the Zohar, maybe from the Arizal. Calm down, Rabbi, what are you doing over here? We're not 40 yet. I'm telling you that maybe it's over there too. It might be in the hidden places, but it's a Beferish Rashi in Yevamos. If you know how to learn a Rashi well, Rashi says this openly. The Gemara says something very strange in Yevamos. The Gemara says one of the reasons for Pirya Virivya is a person should send out as many neshamas as they can, have as many kids as they can. Why? Ein ben David ba, Mashiach will not come, ad shetichla kol neshama shebaguf, until all of the neshamas come out of the guf, come out of the body. Which body are we talking about here? What does it mean? The neshamas are supposed to be in Gan Eden. What's this body that the Gemara is talking about? It sounds like there's a place that's a body, and in there are all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Listen to a Rashi. Rashi says, what's this guf? Pargoid shechoytzeit ben shechina l'malachim. Daf Samach Gimel. There's a pargoid where between the Shechina and the Malachim, Visham Ruchos V'Neshamas Nesunah Shenivru, all of the Halig and Neshamas, Misheshes Yimei Breishes, Hasidos Lihinasein Begufim, Hasidos Libaris. All of the Neshamas are all the way up there above the Malachim, right there at the Kisiyah Kavod. That's the place called Guf. I wouldn't name, Rashi and other places, that the name of this storage house is called Body. I would think of another name for that. No, because it's a big body of neshamas. It's all of the neshamas together, all the way up there, are a guf echad. Like we say in Mincha Shmoyne Esrei, Ato echad, Bayreolim is echad, Shimcha echad, Umi Kamcha Yisrael, Goy echad ba'aretz, that we're one. And machlokes is something that a person has to watch out for. There was a very big Baal Machlokes, perhaps the biggest. His name was Achitofel. Achitofel was responsible for dividing everyone against Malchus Beis David, a very heavy parsha. And Achitofel has some last thoughts about his life. And says the Maharal in Nesiv HaShalom, Achitofel is giving over what we call the Chachma of life. He says there are certain people who get wisdom from books, and there are certain things you get from your own experience. And he's reflecting on his own demise. He died very young, 33, tragic death. And he's now telling his children what he has learned from all these things. In the Gemara Baba Basra, Kuf Mem Zayin, Gimel Dvarim Siva Achi Teufel Es Banav. There are three things he told his children. Al Tiyu B'machlekes. Don't get into fights. Va'al Timridu B'malchus Beis David. And don't be married in Malchus Beis David. Don't mess with the Malchus of Beis David. The Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, and if Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, if Shavuos is Barer, it's a clear day. Zaru Chitim, that's a good year for crop. Plant Chitim. What's going on over here? Right? Very nice. Three types of Eitzes. Says the Maharal, these are all the same Eitzah. He says like this, when he tells his sons that they should watch out for their finances and invest well in money, you know what he's talking about? Shalom Bayis! The Gemara tells us in Hazav that when you don't have money, that's the ikar reason that there are problems in Shalom Bayis. Machloikis in the home. So he starts off by saying, make sure you have a parnasa, because you have to be a guf echad with your wife. He starts with the highest level of achdus that ever can be. There's no bickering in a home. You can have disagreements. But bicker, right? Fighting like that, bickering. I once saw a couple bickering. It was an awful experience to see. People who are old enough, they have grandchildren, bickering. Oh, you told me to do that. No, you told me to do that. You told me. People can have arguments, intelligent arguments, and responsible arguments about different issues. Disagreements, bickering, that's called machlekes. Machlekes. No bickering. Says Achitofel, make sure your house is stable, that you should feel like you're one with your wife. People quote Rav Aryeh Levine, as saying that when he went to a doctor's appointment with his wife, he said, our leg hurts. And it's a beautiful story. People don't realize that's the whole yesod of Shalom Bayis. Says the Goyin in Mishle. Why is it? The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create man and woman separate, too. But he created them as one, originally, and then they were separated. Why? Hashem knows how to do things. If you want people to be two, so why do you make them one in the beginning? Says the Goyin. The Goyin says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that if we're two separate people, we're not going to like each other as much as we're supposed to. Because you're different than me. Like we've been learning. Kemoshim partu feimin and shavas kein deosim shavas. They're different. Says the Goyin, Hashem wanted to create a relationship of one person. Our leg hurts us. And therefore he created man and woman, and all shiduchim started out as one and were broken apart. This way you're always coming back to yourself. Real shalom bias is being one with your wife. That was lesson number one that Achitofel brought to the table. Lesson number two, he says, don't be in a machlokes with friends. With friends, get along with people in your life. And number three, don't mess with the malchus. Malchus Beis David, they're here for you. They're trying to help you. Sometimes people cause machlokes in institutions where the people who are leading the institution are doing everything in their human capabilities to help. And that's where you're being married to the Malchus. He says, Dafka Malchus Beis David, a Malchus that's L'shem Shamayim, that's trying to help. and a person pokes, and this and that. He causes machlekes, a baal machlekes. Of course there are things to poke. But deeper in is the ichud, is the ato echad, the shimcha echad, umi kamcha yisrael, koy echad ba'aretz. But now we have to get deeper, and it's a journey for us. Because every week, if you're not there for the week before, you can't understand. I can't understand, you can't understand. Now we're going much deeper here. Because until now we've been saying that Klal Yisrael needed to be one at Matan Torah. You know why? Because Klal Yisrael had to get the Torah. Right? The entire body of Klal Yisrael, in order to get the Torah, had to be entirely together. You can't give a Torah to a fingernail and to a chopped off finger, to an eyeball over there. Everybody has to be together for giving of the Torah. But now we're going to take it to the next level, and we have to really buckle our seatbelts. The tiefkeit of what we're going to learn here is l'chvoid shvus. This is going to be a hachana for our shvus. We know that it's not just so pashut. It's not so pashut. There happen to be 600,000 perspectives. The Gemara says, if you see 600,000 people, Uchlusiv Yisrael, you say, Baruch Chacham Arazim, who made a bracha, you make a bracha on everyone who's different. Kemoshe Partzufeim in Shavas, Kendei Yosef in Shavas. It happens to be 600,000. Isn't it interesting that there's 600,000 Klal Yisrael's Iker Neshamas at Maimed Har Sinai, even though there were millions of people, but the Iker Neshamas were 600,000, were at Har Sinai. The amount of perspectives that you can have in life are 600,000, says the Marsha. Nobody can get, you can have 600,000 ideas, but you can't have 600,000 in one. And each one of us is somehow shayach to those 600,000 possible ways of seeing the world. Possible ways of seeing the world. But it's also interesting. How many letters are in the Torah? 600,000. Kach kibalami rabuseinu. Different shilas on how to count it. You can see the Pnei Yoshua and Shabbos and others who deal with it. But 600,000 oisiyos. Yisrael stands for Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisiyos LaTaira. There are 600,000 oisiyos in Taira. Isn't it fascinating that there are 600,000 ways of seeing things? There are 600,000 people in Klal Yisrael of Iker Neshamas. 600,000 oisiyos in the Torah, letters in the Torah. What's going on over here? What's the connection of all that? Says the Zohar HaKadosh, Yisrael v'kudshe brichu v'oraisa chada. Hashem, His Torah, and Klal Yisrael are one. And we're not just one like, let's do achenu together. Not like that. We are one. Mamish one. Hashem, His Torah, and Klal Yisrael. We are the Torah. We are the Torah. We're not Hashem. We're Shaykh Hashem, we've been Tzelem Elokim, but we are the Torah. Let's climb up again. If you climb up to where we went before, you see something called Knesset Yisrael, but there's something I didn't tell you. There's something higher than Knesset Yisrael. Says the Goyin in his parish on Tikkunei Zohar. Tikkunei Zohar Chadosh Amud Lamed Dalet. Kol Echad Yesh Loi Sheirish BaTorah. Every yid is shayach, is connected to Torah. K'may shekasev shishim riboy oisiyos l'Torah v'Yisrael. There are 600,000 oisiyos in the Torah in Yisrael. V'kol echad yesh lo sheresh oy ba'ois. You're either in a full letter, that's a big honor, to be in an entire letter of the Torah. O b'kaitz, or in a little line, o b'nekud v'tag, a little crown, kifi goydol nishmaso, based on how big you are. Every yid is inside the Torah. There are 600,000 perspectives, and there are 600,000 letters in the Torah. Each one of these people is a sheer klali. Every yid is a sheer klali. He's shayach to an ois in the Torah. He's a different perspective. It's not just stam that we have different personalities. We're here to bring out a different part of the Torah. Each one of us. We're from that neshama, and we're from a letter in the Torah. We are Torah. Yisrael v'araisa. V'kud shebrichu chara is that we are a gilui of Bayre Olam's Torah. Each one of us, without exception. The Nefesh HaChaim says the same thing, based on his Rebbe, the Gaon. And if one letter in a Torah is missing, it's puzzle. One little letter. Come on, Rabbi, relax. One little letter. Yes. One little letter. Do you know why? Because it's not a Sefer Torah. The Gantz Klal Yisrael is bringing out every aspect of Gilui Kavod Shamayim, of Bairi Olam, all 600,000 different ways of seeing the world. We need each person to bring them out. And you can imagine it's very hard to run an institution, as the Rosh Yeshiva will tell us, that's for sure, because there are a lot of different opinions, right? How do you deal with 600,000 opinions? But we're not talking about just like baby opinions. It's not like we somewhat are the same. Totally different. No shaychus. Different letters in the Torah. The answer is most people in the history of Klal Yisrael cannot deal with all of them. The Baal HaTanya writes in his Hakdama. He goes, I know there are 600,000 ways of seeing things. I'm only responsible for my chasidim. He goes, I'm writing the sefer for the people who are shaykh to my sharish neshach. But everybody else, you can read it, you'd be interested, but I can't. He says that in Akdama. But guess who had this issue? Guess who had this issue? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was leaving Klal Yisrael, the Medrash in Parshas Pinchas says, based on this Gemara, Avalim Roa Chlusin Harbe, you see many people, you say a bracha, 600,000 people, Baruch Chacham Arazim. Kishem Shein Partufeim Shavin, just like their faces are not the same, so too their perspective. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Mevakish Min HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bishas Misaso. Moshe said at the end of his life, Ribbono Shel Olam, Galui V'Yadua L'Vanecha Daitem Shel Kol Echad V'Echad. You know that everyone in Klal Yisrael is different. V'Ein B'Shel Banecha Domo L'Zel Zeh. Your children, none of them are the same. None of them. Kishani mistalik mehem. If I go, bibakasha mimcha, when I go, I'm requesting, im bikashta lemanos aleim manhig, mana aleim adam sheyesova lekolecha lefidaito. Give us a ruler, somebody who can understand every one of these neshamas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and it says, yifkod Hashem alakei aruchos, he gave Yehoshua, the mantle of leadership, who was able to understand every yid. But guess what? After Yehoshua, it was over. The Ramban says on Mem Dalet in Milchamas, in Brachas, he says, the Gemara there says that you could see a person and make a bracha on him, the same bracha of 600,000 people. And it's not Paskin LaHalacha in the Rif. So he says, maybe you'll say that there's an argument here about the Gemara. No, you could say it. He says, you can only say it about one type of person, though. And this is why we don't passim like it. Umashe hishmit Rabbeinu, that the Rif leaves this out. The story of making this bracha. He says, it's miyisodei achochma, is a very deep thing. Sheroi levarach bracha zu achochem gadol shenichlulu bo kol hadeis. You can only say this about someone who can identify with 600,000 people, each one on their level. Like the Pasuk says about Yoshua, it's not just slightly different, it's an entirely different Gilui of Torah. Unbelievable. This is the difference between us. Not just that we look differently and somebody who's doing a report on our psychology will write a few different midos. This one's patient, this one's a go-getter. No. That's all down here. But if you swim up to the top, all of that is just symptomatic of the fact that we're each a different ois, a different gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. We're each a totally different perspective in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And this is very important to understand, because this changes how we look at machlokes. Yes, machlokes. Because it's very nice last week. We talked about machlokes, how bad it is. But we love machlokes, right? Imagine a sugya that you can't argue two sides. Boring, right? We love machlokes. We love opinions. Imagine if you had every sugya in the only one little baby machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, Ramban, Rashba. No, everybody agrees. I'll fall asleep, right? Why do we love machlokes so much? Are we crazy? Do you know how poor a law system is if there's so much argument about it? Rachmana Litzlan, obviously I don't mean that, but what's going on over here? Says the Gemara in Chagiga. Balei Asufas, Daf Gimel on the base. Elu Talmidei Chachamim, She Yoshvin Asufas Asufas, Ve'oiskim Bat Torah, They're learning Torah. Halalu metamen. These guys, these rabbanim are metamen. Halalu metarin. These rabbanim are metahir. Halalu oisrin. These asr the thing. Halalu matirin. These matir the thing. Halalu poislin. These pasul. Halalu makshirin. These makshir. Now, everyone's embarrassed to ask the question, well, who's right? Who is right? Well, you don't have to be embarrassed because the Gemara asked this question, who's right? Shema yomru adam heichani lomad Torah me'ata. How in the world can I learn this? This is great. So many different opinions. Nobody can ever... Just tell me the bottom line. The bottom line. There's no bottom... What do you mean there's no bottom line? Tell me the bottom line. Kulam nasnu me'roya echad. They were all given by Moshe Rabbein. Kael echad nasan. One Hashem. Parnas echad. One mefarnas. Mipi adam kol ha'maisim. Says Rashi, everybody's quoting Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu for all their arguments. How could that be? How could it be that we're all having different perspectives and you're telling me it's all one? It's not one. It's fragmented. Everyone's arguing. Who is right? Who is shayach to the emes over here? And this is the gilui. Kibal Namin Rabbi Seinu, the Maharal's Baruch, and this and others that know. That know. It's true. We need to know how to paskin la halacha. Okay, we'll save that for the poskim. But every aspect of Torah, we're one in the sense that we're all one big Sefer Torah. But each one of us has a different angle, and that angle is a different gilui in Torah. It's a different Havana that's real. That's real. One is a matir, and one is someone who's asering. One's metame, and one's metaher. But all of them are being megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Each one of them is a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe. How could the machloikis be something that's kayim and it's healthy? And the Mishnah deals with this. The Mishnah says there are two types of machloikis. In Perek Hamishi, Mishnah Yizayim. Kol machloikis shehi l'shem shamayim. Any machloikis that's l'shem shamayim, soifel l'iskayim. We'll continue. V'she'enu l'shem shamayim ain't soifel l'iskayim. And some, one that's not l'shem shamayim won't last. Or will wither away, or the people involved in it will wither away. Ezehi machloikis shi l'shem shamayim. Which is a machloikis l'shem shamayim? Zu machloikis hilul v'shamay. The machloikis of hilul and shamay. What she'enu l'shem shamayim? Machloikis koirach v'kol hadasai. Frek the Maharal over here in Derech Chaim. What is going on in this Mishnah? What does it mean that a machlokas will be kaim forever? Who's right? Who's right? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it's good that the machlokas should be kaim forever? The answer is yes, because both are right. Both are malachei Hashem. They have no negias. They have no negias. And Beis Shammai, don't you find it interesting that Beis Shammai is always machmir? I'm embarrassed to say. Sounds a little fishy. Don't you always notice that Rav Yashiv Zatzal was always machmir? Don't you always notice, of course there are exceptions, but trends, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was more mekil? Can't say such a thing. You can't say such a thing. Not true. Not true. Says the Maharal, each one of these, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, were different giluyim in Torah. Different giluyim in Torah. Rav Yisrael Salanter in Igeres Lamed says, that if you take away all the negiyas in the world, Beis Shammai has something to bring to the world that's machmir. And if you take all the negiyas in the world away, Beis Hillel has something to bring to the world that's mekel. That's mekel. And they're both right. Here, we actually paskin like Beis Hillel. Here, we paskin like Beis Hillel. In the Olam HaEmes, by the way, we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai. The Tosfos Chadashim says in Avos, in the beginning, in the first Tosfos Chadashim, he says, what does it mean that Divrei Beis Shammai are Einam Mishnah? They're not a Mishnah in front of Beis Hillel. It means down here. Because Beis Hillel is the one who's bringing out Torah for Olam Hazeh, how we can function. And Beis Shammai was someone who saw things on such a high plane, so big, that we'll have to wait to Olam Haba to relate to his Torah. He was always on a higher Madrega of Gilui and Torah, then we Gilui of Din. So they asked Rav Huttner, and one of my Rebbeim was there. He asked Rav Huttner. He said, but what about Emes? What about Emes? So Rav Huttner said, he was explaining this Igris Rav Yisrael Salanter in Or Yisrael, that no, every Talmud Chacham can have their gisha, can have their kivun. He says, who cares about emes? We care about Ratzon Hashem. He says, your question is a flaw. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets people decide what Torah is. And people think differently. And the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is whatever people, when they remove their negiyas and harvan asugya, understand, that is the real emes. That's what it's all about. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds nachas from. And it's all about expressing our neshamas, Rabosa. It's all about expressing our neshamas. The Sais, in his great modesty, amazing. In his great modesty. You read the Hakdamar, the Ksais, you think he's this little person, he's busy arguing, how could I write a sefer called the Ksais? A masterpiece, a classic. Everybody learns the Ksais. When he wrote it with trepidation. He says, what if I'm making a mistake? He says, first of all, I want you to know, I've seen I was machaving to Rishonim sometimes. Okay? And then he says, you should know that the Torah was given to the Seichel of Bnei Adam. And he says, if a person understands Torah in a certain way, then that is what Bari Olam wants. And I know that whatever there is, there's something called Emes, I know that Bari Olam wants me and my Torah. And he says the following thing, listen to this, this is unbelievable. Vahagam ki miut erchi yadati, I know that I'm a nothing. V'ish kamoni lo haya roi leilich b'gdoilis v'niflos, and I shouldn't be involved in writing such a chibur like the Ksais that everybody in the history of Chal Yisrael is going to be using. Ach omnam yadua ki nefashos beis Yisrael min ha-Torah netzalos. But I know the secret, that every neshama comes from a Sefer Torah. V'lulei ha-choymer ha-ma'akev. And if it wasn't for the physicality of a human being, every person, lo hayu poiskeis midivrei Torah, afilu sha'achas, all of us would be saying over the deepest Torahs that you could ever imagine if we didn't have a body. Because we'd be living like we really are. We'd be living like ourselves. Then for sure Hashem has a chelik for me, and that's why I wrote the ksach. But this is talking about everyone, Rabosai. Everyone. Klal Yisrael understood the reason we have to be together at Matan Torah. The reason we have to be is because each one of us has a chelik in Torah. We need each other. We need each other. But it's more than that. It's more than that. We need ourselves. We need ourselves. So many of us don't know ourselves. We don't know ourselves. If someone would tell me at 17 that I would be flying high learning Maseches Oilus, you know what I would tell them? What's Maseches Oilus? Right? I think I would have even said that at 20, I'm afraid to say. And I didn't know myself. When I started Kachim, it felt painful. Vayikra, for Shnayim Mikra, painful. Now, I'm finding myself. I'm finding myself. In Oilus, it's a shame that I can't learn it next year because I want to go on to Negayim. But I found a part of me that shaykh to Oilus. It just happened in the past 2 weeks. I've been waiting patiently the whole winter. It's finally clicked. There was a Reb Chaim that I saw that opened my eyes to the whole Maseches Oilus, and finally I feel like I have a home, like I'm somewhere. And every one of us has to experience this. We have to find our neshama. It's such a shame. If we were to take a picture of the way we look now, we're so mufka from ourselves. We have to learn. We have to learn Bein Astarim. We have to kill ourselves in Torah, or we're not going to find ourselves. It's such a shame. It takes so much work. You go around the Beis Medrash at Bein Astarim, you can make that guy who makes the cricket noises, you know, when there's no sounds, he can make it the whole Bein Astarim. Don't people realize we're not going to get ourselves? We only have 120 years here, Reb Osai. 120 years to find ourselves. It's so much better. It's such a better existence. But you have to start searching for your os, and searching for your os, and searching for your os. And you have to find it. And sometimes you might think that something you're saying is strange. Someone might not take it seriously. Write it down. take it seriously. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in a note, in an igeris, to his grandson. He says, Gami masvara lo achshav einecha, if you don't like the svar of your chavrusa, don't be bekintur, don't make fun of him. Ki ein deyas b'nei adam doymen zel hazeh. People think differently. You're entitled to think differently. You were brought here to think differently. You were brought here to bring something to the table. Each one of us. And it's such a shame. Klal Yisrael understood this at Maimon Har Sinai. They understood, like the Marshal says, the Marshal in Zakdoma to Yamshel Shloimei, in Baba Kama, he says, when we got to Maimon Har Sinai, Kol Yisrael Roen Es Hakolos, we saw the lightning. What does that mean? The Deus were Machalkos Bitsinor. All the different perspectives in the Torah were coming like pipes. Kol Echad Rea Derech Tzinor Shaloi. Lithiasagoso, each person found their own chelik in Torah. And we're not working hard enough. I'm not working hard enough. You're not working hard enough. It's a shame. It's a shame. We have to start competing against each other. I know that sounds crazy. We're supposed to learn Torah Lishma? No, we're supposed to have contests. Who's the last one in the base medrash? Worry about Lishma in 25 years from now. Let's get things done. Let's be somebody. Let's have a shaychus with Torah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Tes says that a person should learn Mashalibay Chafetz, what he wants to. The Mefarshim explained, don't do this in the beginning because you're going to just decide, oh, I want to do Chumash Rashi. Don't take the easy way out. After years of learning, you'll be moving towards different areas of interest, different ways of thought. You might decide you want to become a brisker. You might want to decide you want to become a mirror. You might want to decide that you're going to become a chassidisher. And that's all you. That's all shaykh to you. And what a tragedy if you don't go through the process. You don't go through it to find out who you are. I once was speaking to the Gateshead Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Avram Gervitz. And I told him, I find that I'm connecting to Agadita. I'm connecting to it. He said, learn more Agadita than your friends. This is the area you're going to be marve kavod shamayim. This is why you were brought here. That's so refreshing because I was always afraid to spend time on this because I was looking around and no one else was. That's the whole point. You're doing it because no one else is doing it. This is your job. And there are people who didn't even get past the ABCs. Mashalibo chafetz, they keep taking coffee breaks. How in the world are they going to know what type of tire they're connected to? They're not even willing to get past the ABCs. And this is our yontif, Rabosai. This is our yontif to find out who we really are. All of the things that are going on in the world, you think I cared. I saw a briskerov with Yosef Jacobs I never saw on the day Trump came to this country. And I told them it's Silzi Sharm Chabur and I meant it. If Trump would have passed me by in the street, I would have just told him, Trump, I saw a briskerov today, Kol Tusella. Could care less. We're all the way up top. They're all the way on the bottom. All the way on the bottom. Little ants. And we're giving it all away. We're giving it all away. We should all be zeicha to find ourselves. Shloishes to me out, Bala are coming. Shavuos is coming. We don't have time, Rabosai. We're weak. We're weak, and we're shooting ourselves in the foot. We should all be zeicha to be mekabel atayr, vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar.